Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, December 23rd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again. We're looking forward to tonight's call, and we're welcoming you back since last Thursday. 5 days later, here we are, ready for another call. And we just are so blessed and thankful at this time of year. And we just want to pray the call in. And then we're looking forward to going to Sue for what should be another wonderful teaching that she's found for us. But let's pray the call in and then go to Sue. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that we have, how blessed we are, and how abundantly blessed we're about to be. Thank you for the end of 2025. Coming to a very strong conclusion, and thank you for the new beginnings that will take place in 26. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives to prepare us for this incredible blessing, and thank you for the delivery of that blessing. In short order, we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Two. Magical time of the big call right now. Thank you for delivering it.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'm going to dedicate this to faith, the woman faith. And this is called The High Cost of Low Power. Signs and wonders, reveal the nature of God. A primary purpose of the miracle realm is to reveal the nature of God. The lack of miracles works like a thief, stealing precious revelation that is within the grasp of every man, woman, and child. Our debt to mankind is to give them answers for the impossible and a personal encounter with God. And that encounter must include great power. We are to be a witness for God. To give witness is to represent. This actually means to re-present him. Therefore, to re-present him without power is a major shortcoming. It's impossible to give an adequate witness of God without demonstrating his supernatural power. The supernatural is his natural realm. Jesus was an exact representation of the Father's nature. His representation of the Father is to be a model for us as we learn how to represent him or represent him. The miracle realm of God is always with purpose. He doesn't come upon people with power to show off or entertain. Demonstrations of power are redemptive in nature. Even the cataclysmic activities of the Old Testament were designed to bring people to repentance. Healing is never only one-dimensional. While a miracle may change one's physical health, it also sparks a revolution deep within the human heart. Both reveal the nature of God, which must never be compromised through powerless Christianity. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's a wonderful teaching with some cool concepts to it. And I think the one theme that went through other than representing was the power of God. And the power, the dunamis, which we get the root word for dynamite from, the dunamis, the power of God, is the ability for God to present signs and wonders that you mentioned in the teaching. And signs and wonders, we okay? Signs and wonders in the teaching were based on what the Jews wanted to see. Give me a sign. Give me a sign. They're always looking for a sign. Because in the Old Testament, that's how God showed his power, with signs and wonders and miracles. And the miracle-working power that Jesus presented to the people was amazing. And he literally went from town to town, street in the streets, healing all that came to him, healing everybody. That was probably the most amazing that we saw over and over that Jesus did, was the healing. But as you guys know, he also spoke to the storm and calmed the waves on the float trip over on the Sea of Galilee. He didn't say, let's try to go to the other side. He said, we shall go to the other side. And they did. And even though Jesus was asleep in the bottom level of the boat, the disciples were freaking out because the storm was so violent. But realize, just hours earlier, Jesus had shown them the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And remember, in those days, the 5,000, sorry Sue, was referring only to the men. That didn't include the wives and children. So the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 was even greater than we think it was. And so what's so amazing is that Jesus, like in the song, Mary, Did You Know? Mary, when you saw the face of your child, did you know you were looking into the face of God himself? Because Jesus, in this earth, was both man and God, 100% man and 100% God. And I know the math doesn't work out, but it doesn't matter in this case. Jesus was both. And he was able to do many, many miracles. And as Sue's favorite verse is, greater things than these will you do. Those greater things refer to other miracles, signs, and wonders that the people of God, the believers in him, would do after Jesus departed. And he said, it is better that I go. Instead of staying, it's better that he go, so that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, could be given to mankind, humankind. And that Holy Spirit would enable believers who received the Holy Spirit by faith, by believing in Christ and everything that he did with his death, burial, and resurrection, to believe for that Holy Spirit. And he took the Holy Spirit on, and it was first evidenced, the Holy Spirit, by the 70 in the upper room, with tongues of fire over their heads and the speaking in other tongues. That was the evidence of it. And it's fascinating. Jesus told those disciples, who were basically his apostles, not to go out until they received that power from on high, the dunamis, the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what enables the believer to do greater things than these. And I love the teaching. I thought it was wonderful, Sue. And you know me, I could go on and on. But hang on to it. I'm going to hand it over to Bob and say, Bob, what did you glean from this teaching? And tell us how it resonates with you and your life.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bruce. And as I was listening to Sue giving this teaching and thinking of the thousand times before that she's done the same and displaying, you know, her interpretation of God through these teachings, and this phrase came to me from a book that said, "And the heavens above look down with love and wonder." And I think that's what God sees in the Blessed Ideas group in the Big Call. Been going on for many years, and the tenacity and the commitment is something that I think is something that is that has received much favor. I'll just leave it at that. But as I was thinking about the description of how this representing and how Jesus had this task. He was here to represent the Father, to show us what Father had shown him, so we might observe and participate and agree and become like him. And that's essentially what he was teaching. You know, he was so prayerful. His power was in what he displayed. And his display where each morning he would go to pray. And it was that prayer that empowered him to come to fulfill his days and evenings of tasks. His responsibilities to God came from the guidance in those prayers. And and he was shown to be, you know, very encouraging to others and also very gentle. But being gentle was great, but he also had to be, had bold characteristics. He had to be very direct, you know, as he said, the Father and I are one. It doesn't get any more direct than that. And he had to display, you know, certainty, as in the story that Bruce was mentioning, in with the boat arriving with certainty. And that same confidence that he had at some points had to be very bold, because there was danger. And he also had to have these other gentle characteristics of kindness and compassion and forgiveness. But he also had to show his bravery and his leadership to the disciples. And he had to be very focused. This was a short period of time for him to represent. And he couldn't drift away from what he was sent to do. And he also had to show great independence. He had to teach what he knew the Father wanted taught, and not what he might be swayed to teach by other groups. And it was that independence that you know, made the teaching so powerful, because it was new. Because it was independent. And as we can see from all the stories and the teachings in the Bible, all of these things is what he was saying, that this is what God wanted me to come and present to you, to represent him. Mm-hmm. And he did that with certainty. And for all of us, you know, this is he was saying to all of us, this is what God wants for you. It's not just me coming to say some things. This is what God wants for you. And I, Jesus, I am no other than God inside of me. God presenting himself through me. And like me, you too can have that. You can have me inside of you and God inside of you. And you too can represent.
That is so integrated and beautiful, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. That's excellent. So Jesus referred to himself as the great I am. And he said to the rabbis, to the in the temple, when they asked him, and he read a certain verse in the teaching in the synagogue, and it went something like, before the foundation of the world, I am. And Jesus was referring to himself as the great I am. And so this teaching was multi-layered. I like to play on words on represent. And Sue, you have presented and represented a lot to us over the 14 years and the 10 years plus that you've been here. And you realize in 5 days, the big call will have completed 14 years and beginning its 15th year. So thank you for everything that you've done for the big call, and you as well, Bob. Thank you for both of your contributions, because I couldn't really do it myself. And tell us, Sue, how you saw the teaching and how meaningful it is to you.
Well, I always find myself in the miracle hot seat now, don't I?
Oh, don't you now?
After listening to the two of you and reading the teaching, what I think about this teaching, and you'll hear it in the prayer request that I'm going to bring, I think the I am, as Jesus said, who do you say I am? And it's about how you know yourself. You define yourself as a personality, as your role, or as your Christ, in Christ consciousness, your I am. I'd like to see everyone begin to understand that what this teaching was about was the putting on Christ's cloak of supernatural power, which he's endowed us all with, that returns us back to the truth of our connection to Christ and to God. And the reason he could do that was the rhythm he lived in, the focus he lived in, the meaning and the heart and the union he lived in. And he didn't get so lost in the words. He embodied, it ran through his whole nervous system. He was filled with God, and we can also be filled with God. And I chose this because when we're looking forward into this blessing, it's going to be about redesigning our lives, not around external abundance, although it'll be there, around the way we've lived in the past or the images that have been downloaded into us about what wealth looks like, which is just object-based wealth. It's about the integration, and Bob did such a good job with it. The integration of living your life in meaning, in joy, in grace, and in deeper union, kind of going back 2,000 years, in a union and in a rhythm that is more nurturing of the deeper aspects of your soul. So everybody's going to have all this abundance. They're going to have all sorts of new toys and technology. But what good is that if you lead your life in a shallow, fast-paced, fragmented way? And that's why most people are suffering from very fragmented attention. And the only way you can get your attention, which is what we do on the Big Call, we slow down, we make our attention coherent. So your mind and your heart and your body and your spirit, just check in with yourself right now. Are you feeling more whole when you're listening to this segment? Do you feel like you've come back to yourself and the essence and the wholeness and the truth of who you are in Christ? These teachings are not designed to reach your head. They're designed to reach and land and activate and open your nervous system. So your nervous system remembers what it feels like to be in strength, in peace, in steadiness, in consistency. And you did such a beautiful job with that, Bob. Because we've all showing up here, not just the three of us. You come here, yes, to get your tank filled with a little inspiration, to get clarity, to get your health up, to get your leadership skills up, so you're ready for the future, not the past. But we also come to be joined in the Christed intention to dream and imagine what we want to bring to the world to make it whole again. You don't get it by rushing through lots of concepts and ideas, and it's not a mental thing, it's a remembering thing. It's remembering what it feels like to be a great, holy, I am presence in Christ. So what you said, Bruce, was really beautiful. What Bob said was very beautiful. And the fact that we're all here together 2 days before Christmas, holding this energy in this field, the Christ field, and the intention that we're holding is incredibly powerful. Because every time we come back, we're letting go of something, we're gaining more vitality, we're deepening our commitment, and we're just galvanizing the light of Christ to bring a blaze of supernatural power and representing to the world. Those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. Thank you for that and your perspective. And thank you, Bob, as well. I think we all three nailed it. At least I felt like we did. And Sue, this is a time that we just love to move into prayer and praise and see what's out there, see if we can pray for anybody. And
okay. This
has just been a great time for us. So let's see what's out there, and thank you for bringing it.
You're welcome. So tonight's prayer from Pastor Scott. Thank you for always writing it as prayer and praise. Tonight's prayer is for the blessing. May God flip his go switch. It's RV time, Big Call Universe. With my health issues, I have good days and some bad. Today was difficult. So I'm voicing a prayer, as all of you are. It's time we get the numbers. Then we get the med bed appointments for those who, like me, or who are in dire need. My praise is, no matter how tough it gets, I still have strong faith and great outlook for the next year's future, for the very near future. Big Call Universe, I'm blessed because of you. I pray for you daily. Be blessed. I love you all, Pastor Scott. And we're surrounding you in beautiful Big Call prayer energy, Pastor Scott. And we lift you up so that you stay always increasing in your health, your faith, and your ability to, I am the resurrection and the life of my whole body, my whole self, and my most deeply fulfilled new life. In Jesus' name, we pray and say amen. And now, we're going to go to update with praise. Dear Sue, Bruce, Bob, and Big Call family, this is from Faith, Bob people, Faith. I wanted to share an update on my husband and thank you for the prayers. You carried us through a very intense few days, and we truly felt that support, more than you might know. During his hospital stay, they identified a tube clot that had already settled and begun fragmenting, extending from his thigh upward. Treatment was adjusted, which significantly reduced the clot burden and began to slowly dissolve it. Once his body stabilized, anticoagulation was safely restarted and he was closely monitored until discharge. One remarkable thing the doctors noted was that his body had somehow adapted by rerouting blood flow, which played a critical role in his recovery on Thursday night. I felt so much energy in the room with us that night that I could see a dim light around my husband. Call it what you may, lack of sleep or hospital lighting, I knew exactly what was happening. That's when I knew Sue was leading a prayer. Oh, Faith. I didn't even see that, Faith, until just now. Had we not gone into urgent care the day before, this would have been a different outcome. He was in ICU 3 days, then two more after that as the swelling in his leg ebbed. He's now home, resting, and will be with us for Christmas. This was to us a Christmas miracle. To me, it was being privileged to witness a healing real time. Thank you for holding us in prayer. It mattered. We felt you all, and we are humbled and appreciative. With love. It can make me cry, Faith. Ooh. Oh, Merry Christmas, Faith. And so,
Sue, that was beautiful.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Thank you, Faith.
She's a very, very beautiful big man. So is her husband, for obviously walking with her through this. So let's just everybody pray. And I want to seal and expand in Jesus' name. And lift up the beauty you felt, all of us are feeling, in the purity, the energy, the frequency, the love of this woman and her husband and Christ and all of us coming together so that she could literally feel all of our very strong I am in Christ energy flowing to them, and understanding that energy was flowing through them, participating so that they could experience it and feel it, and that now it's just lifting them with every breath they take higher and higher, stronger and stronger, so that the frequency of miracle healing is stabilized in the two of them, throughout this community, throughout this world, throughout the planet. We call on the supernatural power of miracle healing in Christ to be present on this call for everyone listening to this in Jesus' name. And we surround Faith and her husband and her family and anyone else with the quality, the demonstration, and the power of miracles in Jesus' name. We say amen.
Amen and amen.
And now we have Ms. Genia. I shall bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Psalm 34:2. 2 days until Christmas. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Isaiah 9:6. In going into a house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Matthew 2:11. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Luke 2:20. Heavenly Father, today, don't start with me, Faith. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests. Pastor Scott's family for health and healing. Hope for this RV blessing and med beds ASAP before Christmas or at least in 2025. President Trump's health, his family, his cabinet members and their safety. World peace. Merry and blessed Christmas in 2 days. It's hard to believe. Everyone has a blessed, merry, and safe Christmas. It really is. It's like a good thing. The good thing is we're out of time. Sorry to interrupt your beautiful phrase. But at least we're kind of moving out of linear time. Wishing everyone health, love, peace, and happiness. We pray we get the RV 800 number very soon. And we are great stewards with this special blessing. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. We echo that prayer. That's a great prayer. And it's a blessing to us to have it every Tuesday and Thursday night. Sue, that was wonderful. And just to take this time, you know, you've got your segment, Bob's got a segment, I've got a segment tonight, but I want to just let everybody know that on Thursday night, Christmas night, Sue and I will be doing a call at the regular time, regular thing, and we're calling it a special edition big call. We're going to cover some things that we haven't talked about in a while. We'll have an update on Intel, but we'll also be doing some role play that Sue and I will be putting together to give you guys an embodied experience of what to expect for the setting of appointments and for the actual experience of the redemption centers. So I know it's Christmas Day, Christmas night. Theoretically, dinner is over. Maybe watching football, but I think many people will just say, hey, I wonder what they're doing on the big call. So come on back and listen. We're not going to do a super long call. I don't think we'll be more than an hour at the most. Right, Sue?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
We haven't even talked about if we're going to do a teaching or not. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet. That's right. But we're going to be there for the last call. Is that the... No, it's not the last call of the year, but it's the call right on Christmas Day. Right, and that's right.
Yeah.
But, yep. So we look forward to you guys joining us on Thursday night, same time, same station. Okay? All right. Bob has other plans. He's got dinner plans that night, or he would be joining us. But Sue and I are going to take this opportunity to bring you guys an update and bring you role play on what you can expect when we do go. All right? So, Sue, thank you for that.
It's like if you want to come on over and get some practical miracle making role play, and it's going to be creative. So if you're free, we hope you join us. Right, Bruce?
Yeah, and you don't have to dress up. If you want to wear your Christmas jammies,
you can come in your pajamas.
You know,
you can sit. Yeah, you can sit there eating. Yep. Yeah, it's a hangout. It's going to be like what we want to create in the world. Just a community opportunity for you. Just an open house.
Right.
An open house for Christmas.
That's good.
Special edition.
Well, Sue.
Bruce and Sue.
Special edition call. Yeah. What? I know you've got some things that you're working on behind the scenes.
Yes.
What would you tell
Always.
Us that, yes, that the community should know, that Big Call Universe should know about, and I keep going back to what it is you want to share with us, but realistically, what is it that you'd like for us to know, you know?
I'm going to tell you something kind of, Bruce knows that I do this every morning, and people that know me really deeply know that I've had, like, I don't know, 30 years of this as a discipline. It's a curiosity drive, and I like to learn something new every morning, and I just, like, think about what gets me curious. But I have to give you this because it's actually going to lead into something that if we get delayed, the pod is going to benefit from. But it's very important to... Really, three things. So instead of looking online, I looked at my massive collection of books and information. Relate to that, Bob? And I found this folder, and it's like a folder that I had been, this is where I get a lot of the material for my classes, and I gathered these great ideas. So I started going through it. And this term came up, and it's called neophobia. And I was like, Bruce, do you know what that is?
Yeah. Neo meaning
what
new, phobia meaning fear.
Yeah,
fear
of
something
new. Yep. And it turns out that, I'm not going to go into it deep, I'll save it for the new year, but neophobia... Forbes just today published an article on how most leaders are trained for what is, and they're not trained for the new. And there's actually a really big mechanism around that, and that's called your subconscious. So your brain likes to keep it the way things are. Most people don't want to add something new because then they're going to have to rearrange the furniture in their head. So they're neophobic, because when you go out and you learn something new, it's basically, if you're integrative, which is everything that I teach, you've got to readjust based on that information. If you reflect on it, if it's Christ-based. But neophobia is a really big deal and very important to learn how to manage, especially in our families, especially with people that aren't in this. Because if you're in this, you're starting to tiptoe into the new. You kind of know the story that's going on in the background. Everybody else is living life as if the world is the same old, same old. And part of what we're meant to do is to make it easier, be bridges to a world that's going to represent God, redesign for God. And so here's the key component I want to bring. I guess I'll do this and then I'll do the testimonial in my quasi-upcoming offer. It turns out, and this is really important, it turns out that a lot of people aren't using, which Christ knew how to do meticulously, aren't using their attention very well. And one of the biggest ways, and I think it's pretty big in this community, is that urgency burns dirty attention. Now, what do I mean by that? It means that a lot of people, when we've offered designing your best future, a lot of people are going, oh, I'm just going to do it when I get there, or, oh, I'm too busy to even think about, like, slowly listening to maybe 15 minutes and 15 minutes and learning how to walk through my next steps with the person that has been walking next to Bruce and has, like, a bird's eye view on what we're going to be doing in the first year. And if you delay long enough, and your urgency kicks in, check in with yourself. I've known a lot of people. It's about procrastination. A surge of norepinephrine, and that's your kind of alert, get-going chemical that sharpens your focus and heightens your alertness. It feels like it's kicking in, but it's very, very expensive. Why is it expensive? Because remember how that feels? If you wait too long, this is big in ADHD land, so look at your attention. If you don't know how to break the task down and you're waiting until the last minute and then all of a sudden you get that, oh my God, I got to do this, or oh, the kids are coming over, or oh, yeah. Think about what happens in your nervous system. That intensity. If you don't learn, was I like this? I used to thrive on intensity. Not anymore. What happens is if you do that and you spike and you hit that, if you're living with intensity, it's incredibly depleting. Incredibly depleting. So what we do in all of our classes, I wish Judy would send me a text right now and tell me, is this true? Or Monica, or a cat, or two cats. Every class, we slow it down so you can see, okay, if I do just do this step, and then I'll do this step, and then I'll do this step, and your nervous system stays regulated but in momentum, in flow. So the bottom line is procrastination is a fuel source that costs more than it delivers. Just put that little Santa hat on your head for a couple of days and think about it. Think about where you're using procrastination. I mean, that doesn't mean you're getting rigid with yourself. I've got to do it right now. There's pre-contemplation. There's taking your time. There's thinking about it. There's taking your time until you got kind of get a lock on what you want to do. That's not procrastination. That's reflection. But if you catch yourself not moving on what you know and then waiting for pressure to build so that you get going, or allowing too much into your world so that all of a sudden, and I'm watching this with some contacts that I have, I'm watching them build and build and build and build and build and build, and Bruce knows who I'm talking about, build and build and build and build. But when that comes back and it has to be managed, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much. That's like having, just overdoing it with what you're purchasing and what you're buying. It takes time to bring it back, to unpack it, to think about it. So here's the message for you. We're going to let you know that you can email us, and I have a testimonial to read. You can email us for the Designing Your Best Future. And what Designing Your Best Future is, it's a flow-based, neuroscience-based, Christ-based strategic program so you can actually see yourself in a whole way going through these motions. I wish I could pull up Jeannie's testimonial. I will next week if we haven't gone. I'll do that again, Genia, because it was so beautifully said. It just makes it so you can break it down. It's like walking through how to do this whole process. So you have a whole picture, and your nervous system isn't like, oh my God, this is all new. How do I do this? That's what Designing Your Best Future is. And here we go. I'm going to read you the testimonial that came in. Merry Christmas, Sue, and to the entire Big Call team. We truly don't know how to thank you for providing such clarity and guidance as we step into the beginning of our new lives. Designing Your Best Future and the combination of timely information and meditations has helped calm us, focus us, and remove anxiety around making key decisions. It has made an enormous difference for us. We hope everyone gets to experience this course. Thank you for all you do. With gratitude, Jack and Eileen. And so here's what I'm going to have you just think about. It's Christmas. It's, you know, it is what it is. We're going to take a break. We were in this 6 days a week for 10 years. So we're taking a little break. But if you want to send us an email and put Designing Your Best Future, because you want to be walked through, it's like taking a tour of a city. But this is the next year of your life. It's much bigger than a city. And you want to appear who's had access to Bruce and a bunch of other amazing people and has the 35 years of coaching experience to walk you through and give you just what you need without it being overloading. It's not a lot of information. It's a lot of how to experience and design what is most important to you. That's the difference. It's not information being pounded at you. It's how to think, how to reflect, how to create, how to design, and move in the rhythm that will be right for you strategically. That's not out in the world. got a lot of left brain strategic linear stuff. It's just not integrated. What we do is we try to integrate it so you can use it. So here's your action. Just write this down. You can do it right away. You'll hear the choices. You can send us an email right now and say, signing your best future, here's my name, here's my telephone number, I do or I do not have PayPal. What are we going to do with it? It's Christmas Eve tomorrow, Christmas Day. Then it's Saturday, we have the day off. Then we're taking Sunday off. On Monday, we're going to start handling the orders. So listen to what comes further on in the call. You like the way I did that, Bruce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little different, huh? Yeah, like we didn't know what you were referring to. Yeah.
Bruce is always, don't tell him to say, listen to the intel, what I just did. It just goes hand in glove. It's like, this is like real, I think they come to the call for the real life banter between the three of us. Anyway, just send us an email so you get it in, you get it done, you don't have to think about it. And then let us handle it on Monday. That's what I would do. And keep your fingers crossed. And just think, here's your last question. Your last question is, do I want to be guided through this? Do I want to guide myself? And do I want to be guided through this with people that have been exposed to people that really have insight on how to move through key decisions? That's it. That's all you have to decide. And would I like to be calm? And would I like to be clear? And that's my segment for tonight. And Merry Christmas. And I want to give the biggest shout out to all the pod, Cosmic Pod, new name, Cosmic Pod, giant hug. All of you are listening. I can feel you right now, little hearts lighting up, big hearts. And to everyone on this call, and thank you to all the people that have trusted us to get them clear and get them ready. It means so much to us because you're going to change the world. So that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. And just to clarify, Designing Your Best Future is DYBF100, $100. And it's for all four classes as an audio. And the address to use is integratedminds@hushmail.com. Okay, thank you, Sue. Just wanted to get those little last-minute details in so everybody remembers what they're sending and who they're sending it to. Oh, all right, good. Thank you, Sue. I like that. That was good. And, yeah, we're going to see how the call goes Christmas night when we do that with the two of us. And I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
We're going to be wearing cool, right. Just trying to picture us in cool Christmas hats and, you can get dressed up for it, but just use your imagination and we're going to have some fun. Right, Bruce?
That's right. Yeah, we'll have some fun, sure enough. Okay, Sue.
I will miss Alrighty. Bob. We're going to miss Bob.
And we will miss Bob. Yeah, we'll miss Bob,
yeah.
All right? Yeah, of course. Big time. So, speaking of Bob and us missing him Thursday, it will be Christmas. And, Bob, this is a great time for us because we're still in the midst of our sale, I guess, and we've got two new products that are doing very well that people are interested in or buying. Can you tell us more about that and any testimonials that have come in already?
Yeah, thank you. And, we've started getting testimonials already on our super strong pain roll-on, that's been available for about a week. We're collagen, just a little less than that. And we got a guy sending in a picture of himself in a gym playing pickleball. And he says, yeah. I've tried several products. I found some relief, but only for a short time. The Super Strong product works quickly and lasts a long time. I've used it on a high ankle sprain and lower back arthritis. I experienced quick relief in both areas. Incredible product. He sent in a couple of pictures of himself playing pickleball. And he looks like he's got good form. Like he could be a tennis player, Bruce.
He could be, and he could be a former tennis player. Yeah.
He looks like it the way he's serving.
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Cool.
So this is a testimonial, Bruce, that came in. This lady wrote this testimonial, and she says this: I've been on Boomer products for years. I did get off for a time, but resumed a while ago. I was on blood pressure meds, but I took myself off, no problem. I informed my doctor that I don't take the prescriptions. I was diagnosed with colon cancer. You always have to let the surgeon know what you're taking. So I brought in something I'm taking. First thing the surgeon pulled out of the bag was Gladiator barley. She said, you know about Gladiator barley? And I said, yes. I've been taking it for years. So I said, you know about Gladiator barley? She said, yes, it's good. And it's strong. I proceeded to pull out the other things. So anyway, this goes on. This testimonial goes on for a long time. She goes on about her surgery and her recovery. And then she starts talking about her husband. She says, my husband used to tell me, when he goes, he's taking me with him. My answer, I didn't come here with you. I'm leaving you. He died 3 years ago. No, he didn't use the Boomer products. And we were divorced. He was in the NFL and a doctor person. I never was. I'm 77, and I've only taken 3 flu shots. I referred a lot of people, including a couple people on Medicare, and a lady that has had 2 brain surgeries. I'll have to tell Lucy I finally wrote in. Thank you.
Wow.
So I guess Lucy's been bothering her to write in her testimonial. I just love this lady. Her story is incredible.
Fantastic.
Really
I love
good.
That, Bob. Yeah. Wow. She lost her husband 3 years ago. She said, I didn't come in with you, and I ain't leaving with you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's great. Here's a testimonial came in from a lady who's using Myotrol. She said, this is a super product. I'm in my middle 70s, and I work out daily, weightlifting and everything, CrossFit training, super product.
Yep.
And this one is about lignans. This is important for women in middle age. Super fantastic product. I've been taking the product for years. I never have had menopause problems ever. That's really important thing to know when it comes to women in premenopause, menopause, and postmenopause, if they're still having issues, lignans for many, many, many hundreds of people has been like a miracle.
Yep.
Then these testimonials just keep going. Listen to this one. This is a man. Said, well, between the Boomer Boost, Myotrol, and Gladiator barley, I caught myself doing something I never thought was possible. I'm 67, and I was at my son's 10th grade high school baseball game. That's right. Sitting about a third of the way up the bleachers. I went to go to the concession stand, and there were people on my way to get to the end where the steps are, where there was an opening going down in front of me. I thought, no, that's too risky. Then I went for it like a mountain goat, hopping down the bleachers to the bottom without even breaking stride. My knees were like, no problem. At the bottom, I said to myself, wow, that was amazing. Yeah, like I was 30 years old. My friends probably thought I was a dead man. They couldn't believe it either.
That's a great testimonial. I love that. Gosh, so, I can just see, you know, back in the old days, Bob, when we used to run the bleachers and go up to bleachers and run down, and used to just, you know, run down bleachers, not on the steps, but on the bleachers themselves all the way down, you know? Jeez,
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. And I don't know what it was about this last few days, Bruce, but we got this string of testimonials, and those were about half of the testimonials that just came in the last 24 hours. So,
wow, terrific.
You know, it's that the amount of testimonials is coming faster now. We haven't even started getting them about collagen yet, except for people that have told us, you know, over the phone or in person. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking forward to that. Then, Bruce, absolutely. Just lastly, I want to remind people we are still here on the 23rd of December doing our 25% off sale. And,
okay.
Probably, you know, I would say till the end of the weekend anyway, we'll be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a Boomer Boost on sale, barley on sale, the lignans we just talked about, probiotics, and about 10 other things are all on sale 25% off. You don't have to do a buy one, get one half off. Even if you just want one, you can get a 25% discount.
Yep.
And
that's right.
That's other than saying Merry Christmas to everybody. And
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Yeah, and I'll catch up to everybody a week from today, just before New Year's.
Okay.
And
right.
You guys have a wonderful time on Thursday.
Thank you, Bob. Same to you, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. And yep. We'll be thinking about you and talking about you probably in a couple of days. Have a Merry Christmas, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's just remind everybody how to get to Bob's site. When you go to bigcalluniverse.com, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, and it's a direct link to Bob's site. So you click on the banner, you go right into Bob's site. You can go through and see all the products that are on sale at 25% off. And you can put an order in your cart and get it shipped out. And that's really what 98% of the people do. If you want to call in for some reason, you're not that great on the computer, people like me who can't read right now will call in and use the toll-free number 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And I'm sure that they're open today. And I'm not sure whether they're going to be open. I know they won't be open Christmas Day. And I'm not sure if they're there Christmas Eve. So try to get everything done online. And they'll ship it out as soon as they can. And I just think this is a tremendous, those new products, plus Myotrol, relatively new, is just People love it, and it's doing amazing things. And then now the Super Strong Roll-On Pain Reliever is doing super, and people are buying that, loving that. And then the brand new Collagene is another special product that people are doing well with, and it's really, really great for reducing pain, and it goes right to those areas that need the relief. So give that some thought. And it's really good for example, if you've got bone on bone or you've got bad knees or bad shoulders, it's really good on building new cartilage. That's what it's doing, and that's what it's designed to do, and relieve pain at the same time. So let's get into the intel, and let's see what we have for you tonight. We were in a window that just expired at 9 p.m. Eastern. It started at 6 a.m. in the morning Sunday, last Sunday. And today's Tuesday night. It was to go until 9 p.m. tonight. This was a window of opportunity, according to one of our Redemption Center leaders, that said the email that he got from Treasury, and then Treasury to Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo to him, and all the Redemption Center leaders were putting this window of opportunity in play. That window closed at 9 p.m. tonight, the start of the big call. And that wasn't connected to it. That wasn't the reason. It just happened to close at 9 p.m. But the good news is a new window opened up at 9 p.m. tonight, the start of the big call, that goes until January 3rd. They said, boy, Bruce, that's a long window. What are you saying? Are you saying we're not going till January? No, because we can go any time within that window from tonight to January 3rd. Anytime within. But here's the reason for the push. This made a little bit of sense to me when I heard this today. There are still 17 countries that are not yet asset-backed with the currency. 17 countries have, from now until Saturday, 4 days from now, until Saturday to be asset-backed, or they'll be on the outside looking in, out of the loop. So they have 4 days to get their act together and get their currencies asset-backed, because guess what? Look what they lose if they're not asset-backed. Number one, they cannot get on the quantum financial system. Number two, they're out of the loop on JSARA and the benefits that go to all of these countries around the world. So they better get their act together and get their currencies asset-backed pronto, because Saturday's 4 days away, and, you know, guys, I can't tell you. It's not like they didn't know this was happening. It's not like they didn't know this was coming. So what are they doing, you know, sitting on their hands? I mean, really, this is just nuts. And, you know, it pushed us. It pushed us to a new window. Otherwise, we'd have had our numbers by tonight, and we'd be off to the races. But right now, we have a window from tonight to January 3rd. And the good news is that we did get information today, this afternoon, later, that said that redemption centers and banks will have brand new rates on their screens locked in by Friday evening. Now, the evening starts at 6 p.m. So by Friday, 6 p.m. or Friday evening, redemption centers and banks will have good live solid rates on their screens Friday evening. And the same individual thought, based on that information that he received today, this is a leader of a redemption center, he said, it could be a weekend start, which is probably a Saturday, but it could be a Saturday or Sunday start. So we'll see. Again, the window goes to January 3rd is when we're supposed to go anytime within. But I'm encouraged that, yeah, it's encouraging to me that those rates will be solidified at 6 p.m., let's call it Friday evening. And that's only, what, 3 days away? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 3 days from now, those rates will be solid. Now, the other thing we learned about rates was on the Forex. Remember, we're kind of halfway interested in whether all the currencies made their way to the Forex? Well, they did Sunday evening, because that's when the Forex opens back up. This is 5 p.m. Eastern, and that's when they showed up, and we found out that that was the case on Monday morning. Yesterday morning, we had three verifications of that the Forex was lit up. And we received information that over that weekend, starting Sunday probably, that Iraq did have a new international rate. We haven't received the confirmation of what it is. And be honest with you, guys, it really doesn't matter to me what it is. It does not affect our previously contracted contract rate by President Trump in his first term. That contract rate is still valid for us that he did in his first term. And it is absolutely stellar. It is excellent. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. I wouldn't believe it, but I know that President Trump worked it out and made it work. And it's going to be, if you have dinar and they don't offer you the contract rate at only the redemption centers, be sure to ask for it. And they should give it to you. Even if you have Zim, Bruce, even if you have Zim, yep, even if you have Zim. Because some people, like I talked about many, many years ago, are going to use some of the currencies like dong and dinar, rupiah, Afghani, for their so-called own purposes, and use their Zim for the international and other humanitarian projects, right? So that's still a good concept, but really, you know, all of the money is God's, and you guys are stewards of it. We're all going to be good stewards of it, and we'll do what needs to be done to level the playing field and uplift humanity globally. Not just here. Yeah, we're going to start with the U.S., yeah, like with Rebuild America, but we're also going to help other countries and islands and stuff out, you know, that have been whacked by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Melissa, okay? So we haven't forgotten about you, those other countries, and we've talked about working with Haiti, if they'll let us, and if they don't red tape us to death. Haiti, Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, and others. Okay, like Jamaica. Jamaica, remember, just got whacked by Melissa and a Force 5 hurricane. They need a lot. They need homes. They probably need schools, businesses. And I think we could do some things, some major things in Jamaica. I really think we can. Now, they're resilient people, but they need help, and that's going to be one that will help internationally. Let's see what else. The other thing is, The other rates, okay, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Venezuela. Venezuela used to be like a terrific economic power, beautiful country. I have friends from Venezuela. In college, two guys in karate with me. And good guys, you know? Yeah, really. All right, so... But with that latest regime, Maduro, no, he needs, I hope he's on his way out, and I believe he is. But the real legally elected woman, which is wonderful, and I'm not sure, guys, because I haven't read the name, but I think it's Machado. I don't know. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But she is the new duly elected president of Venezuela. And I would love to see that come to fruition and get Venezuela all buttoned up. But you know all about the drug trafficking, and I know more than I can share on this call about it and about the ships and about what they were carrying. And I'm going to say who they were carrying. And all that stuff needs to come to an end. So, there's a lot of going on. There's a lot of cleanup. There's a lot still cleanup here in the country, in the U.S. And it looks like things are moving well. Now, I'm going to make one comment about the med beds. Number one, they are out and have been out for a couple of years at least. We've got about 50,000 med bed centers, 26,000 plus med bed centers, and 23,500 hospitals, that's right, hospitals, that have 2 to 4 med beds in each hospital. Half of them have two med beds, the other half have 4 med beds. Those hospitals plus the other independent, let's call them med bed centers, total pretty close to 50,000. In the U.S. Not as many, of course, in Canada, not as many in Mexico, and internationally, I cannot speak to it around the globe. We don't have that intel, but we do have it for the U.S., and we know they're being used for military already and have been, hello, and they're being used for children that have been trafficked that they've rescued out of the tunnels in different places. They are using them on those kids and to restore them and get them back. And they're using them on military, especially on regeneration of legs and arms, hands, face, all of this stuff. I'm aware of 7 different accounts of this that we, our team, has witnessed in person, meaning seeing it happen. Watching the healing take place in a period of time, and the time is amazingly fast. So, I'm looking forward to that myself, and I know a lot of you are as well. And the date that those med beds will be available for ZIM holders with dire need begins January 2nd. January 2nd. Now, the so-called public is supposed to start in mid-January. Now, that date could be pushed. The only thing is we have to start at our exchanges, and then we go. When you're in the Redemption Center, you actually let them see what your dire need is, if they can see it visually. If not, you tell them about it, and then they will enter a few keystrokes in your computer, and you'll be able to set an appointment, or they'll contact you for your appointment for the med beds. Now, that's just a little bit mini med bed segment. That's all that is. But I wanted you guys to know that's the timing. We don't have to pray on when they're going to be here. We already know they're there, and we already know when we're going to start using them. Okay? Well, obviously, it's based on the new window, which we're in now, that I told you about between now and January 3rd for our notifications and subsequent exchanges. All right, let's see if there's anything else that's relevant other than Merry Christmas to everybody. Sue and I will be doing a call Christmas night, 9 o'clock Eastern, same old, same time, same station. We'll be there. Probably be about an hour call. We're not going to go long, but we will have a good call, and we're going to do role play on setting the appointments at the call centers for the redemption centers. And it's going to be fun, and you'll probably hear Sue laughing, because when she has fun, she tends to do that. And it's a very beautiful laugh. And don't forget, this is a great time to send her a Merry Christmas email with the desire to have the DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, 100, DYBF 100 course. 4 classes that you can listen to on one link that you click on. It's audio only for the 4 classes, and it's going to be terrific because you get to be prepared with 4 different meditations, 4 different interactions with the class and the pod, and everything Sue leading, and getting all of the information that you need to come out of the redemption centers and begin a new life. So let's help yourself design your best life. DYBF, Design Your Best Life, $100. Use the email, integrated, INTEGRATED, minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Send it out. Go ahead and send them out. And Sue will work those as she discussed in her segment. And she's going to take some time off for the next few days. But they'll go out. If for some reason she wants to get them out sooner, she will. Otherwise, they'll go out starting Monday. And this is the time to grab it right now. And let her know in the email itself whether you have PayPal or not. And also let her know your name and your cell phone number in your email. So for any reason she needs to text you, she can send you a text. But everything's coming by email. So after you send the email, watch your own emails, even over the next several days. Watch them. Okay? Now, is there anything else that we need to know? That the only thing about it is this. Okay. Some of you have the Venezuelan Bolivar, B-O-L-I-V-A-R. The Bolivar is one of the best currencies for the return of it. It's not as strong as the Zim, but it's good because the denominations are high, and I know what the rate is projected to be. It's not on the screens right now, but I know what it was on the screens. I know it's projected. So, Venezuela better get their act together and get their situation solved so that the Bolivar will come back up on the screens and be worth what it should be worth at the time of the redemption. So redemption centers are moving personnel. They're moving leaders into position from different Wells Fargo locations. And they're ready for us. They are ready. And we're ready, and we've been ready. I know. We've been ready. I've been ready. I know. But this new window, because 17 countries, and you know who you are, because I don't know who they are. I can guess a few of them. But these countries need to get their mess together and get asset-backed by Saturday, or they're going to be thrown to the outside and looking in. And the rest of the world's going to have the money. The rest of the world's going to have the fun. And those other currencies are going to be crying outside the building, look at it. And so if you don't want to be a country that's crying, you better get your stuff together by Saturday. Okay? And get your currency asset backed and come to the party. All right. Speaking of party, Iraq was partying Sunday and yesterday in country because of the new rate. And so, you know, that's cool. That's really good. And we're going to be partying on Christmas night here on the Big Call. So I want everybody to have a wonderful Christmas. And yeah, I'm disappointed that we didn't get it before Christmas. But we'll take it before New Year's. How about that? That would be great. Let's get it as soon as we can after Christmas. Let's make that window that's from tonight to January 3rd. And it could happen anytime within, but let's get it. Let's get it now, as soon as we can. But right now, I want everybody just to enjoy the holiday. Be careful when you're traveling. Watch out if you're out in California under all the rain and snow at Mammoth. I mean, it's going to be a lot, and you're going to have to watch out for rain and mudslides, landslides. It's starting tonight. The rain, the fronts are coming in, and just be careful wherever you are out there in L.A., San Diego, every place. Be careful. And, you know, hang in there. You know, get ready. All right, let's pray the call out, you guys. Here we go. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that we have and what we're looking forward to. Thank you for this extension of the window between tonight and the 3rd of January. Thank you for the med beds. Thank you for the exchanges and everything that we'll be able to do as good stewards with that blessing. And thank you most of all for that gift that keeps on giving in our lives, and that's Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ. And thank you for bringing us everything that you have. And thank you for Sue and for Bob and all of Big Call Universe, Jeannie, GCK, Doug, and Pastor Scott. Thank you for Big Call Universe and the fact that they've been listening to the Big Call for 14 years. Which is about to roll out and go to 15th year as of the 29th of December. So we thank you for all that you've done in our lives to take us to this point, and thank you for bringing in the blessing in the most appropriate time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody, have a wonderful Christmas Eve tomorrow and a great and meaningful Christmas day. And we will see you, Sue and I will see you, Christmas night at same time, same station, on the Big Call. And God bless you all. Thank you, and God bless.